Welcome to the Girl Power Podcast. I'm Faith.
I'm Madison.
And I'm Joanna. And we'll each be sharing a personal story.
Hope you enjoy.
Hi, my name is Faith, and I'll be telling a story called Things That Can't Be Explained. Emotions can make you feel happy or excited about many different things, like a child running back to their parents because they are so happy to see their parents. This is my story about a time when I felt happy and excited. My cousin Brooke moved away to Pennsylvania after fifth grade. I never thought I would see her again, but guess what? I did. To be honest, I didn't know Brooke was and her family was going to come visit. My mom told me like 10 minutes before they arrived. I was so excited. I rushed upstairs to change my clothes. She's here. We ran up to one another, so happy to finally see each other again. My other cousins, Summer, Brooke, Casey, and Brandon, also came to visit. I went inside to get a ball, and me, Brookie, Summer, Brandon, Casey, and my older sister, Joanna, ran to the backyard to play catch. Summer and Joanna was on the porch, so Brookie and I was on the ground. Older sisters versus younger sisters and old brother. It was funny, hot, and we had a lot of fun. While my mom and Brooke's mom and dad was inside, we played in the backyard for about an hour or two. Then it was time for them to go. We had so much fun, but they had to get back home. We said our goodbyes and departed. Now, I really hope I get a chance to see her this summer.
Joanna, and today I'm going to be telling my story. I can't seem to keep anything from my mom. I think she is psychic or something. I barely remember this story, maybe because I don't want to, because it's so embarrassing. I think it was a school night, so I was going to take a shower to go to bed. Earlier that day, I had dance class, and then I had the normal rest of my day. When I was in the shower, I was going over my dances in the shower. All of a sudden, bam, I tripped over the small bath and hit my head. I quickly got back up as my mom rushed into the bathroom. Honey, are you okay? Yeah, mom, I'm fine. She responded, okay. The next day, I felt so guilty for not telling her, so I decided to tell her. I told myself, you can do this. You're going to be okay. I calmed myself down and told her. After I told her what happened, she was a little bit shocked that I didn't tell her, but somehow she already knew what happened. I don't know how, but she did. She got over it, and then I apologized to her, and she said, it's okay. And that is my story. And remember, she always knows.
Hi, my name is Madison, and I'm going to be telling my story, Growing Up is Hard. Today was the last day of summer vacation. I woke up at 3 a.m. in the morning because I was scared about moving to the next grade. And yes, I'm going to fifth grade. I was thinking, growing up is hard. And yes, you have to deal with all these things like that are so new to you, like new teachers, new work, and of course, drama. So I went back to sleep and I woke up at 5 a.m. this time. Really, I said out loud, usually on the last day of summer vacay, I'm not thinking about school, I'm thinking about fun things. But this year is going to be tough. There's going to be fighting, bullying, and most importantly, D-R-A-M-A. Yes, drama. There's always going to be drama in each class. If you're younger or older, there's always going to be drama. Little or less, always going to be drama. But this never happened when I was in fourth grade.
I hope you enjoyed our stories. Stories are very important and many lessons can be learned from them. People's stories are important because everyone has a different perspective on different things. When you compare your story with other people's stories, you can get an idea on what to do with your topic.
Yeah, you're right. People's stories are so important. They might have the same problem just like stories, and they can listen to or read the story, and they might take or get the ideas from the story.
Maybe you guys can think about sharing your story.
And I hope we can get your ears